Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, July the 10th, 199th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon. It's not warm enough for him, so he's wearing a jacket. Tony Smithers from the Humboldt County Convention Visitors Bureau.
One's tempted to paraphrase Mark Twain, the coldest summer ever, winter ever spent was a summer in San Francisco, but summer in Humboldt County.
Yeah. I know. Well, are you driving with the top down?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Then show off, Tony Smithers. This afternoon, we're talking about a couple of different things. The Visitors Bureau had a retreat since last we talked to Tony. So we'll talk a bit about what are the goals, aspirations, how do you put one of these things together? How do you know if it's working? All that kind of stuff about a retreat. And then we'll also talk a little bit about long-term goals and aspirations for the Visitors Bureau. How do they know if they're going to be, what is it? How do you know if you've hit the target if you don't know where you're aiming?
That's a good one.
Or how do you know if you're aiming if you don't have a target? One or the other. We'll figure it out when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongey, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers, but before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Kofi Annan, who really hasn't been having a really good run of luck here lately.
No, he hasn't. You don't get no respect.
Yes, quote, "We have to choose between a global market driven by calculations of short-term profit and one that has a human face." I think he's finding out right now which one people are interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, huh? So when you structure a retreat for folks who haven't been on nonprofit boards or in large businesses that do have retreats also for departments or for staff, what do you look for? What is it that you are trying to get out of it, whether it's a board retreat or a committee retreat?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that the more you put in, the more you get out. But you have to have clear expectations of what the result you want is. If you anyone can have a brainstorm, an unstructured, you know, gab fest. But if you need to move the ball down the field, then you need to really clearly identify what the goals, you know, that you hope to get out of it are, and then, you know, the whole structure follows from that.
As the coordinator, you have to have that goal, or the body of those at the retreat?
They have to agree to the goal. In this case, we're talking, we had a retreat of the new board of the Humboldt Lodging Alliance, 19 member board, and we had like 15 of them show up. So I felt that was good. And we actually hired a professional facilitator to run the meeting.
What did you learn from how they conducted the meeting?
The facilitator?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting because I've done these myself before. And, you know, they don't come in cold. You do work with them beforehand to say, this is what we're hoping to do. So I spoke to this fellow, and Gary Stone, our board chair, spoke to this fellow. So he came sort of prepared to guide the group think into very clear directions of identifying next steps and identifying priorities of what the new organization wants to achieve.
So was the goal to get everybody on board, or was the goal to arrive at new ideas and consensus on how to achieve those goals? Because I would think, you know, that gets into some of that gray area. If you've got more than two people, you're going to have more than 14 different opinions on everything. So
right. Well, you know, the idea of getting everyone on board to the concept of more heads in beds, which is what the organization was created for, was not a problem. Everyone's already on that page. But how do you go about it? And more particularly, when did you want those heads in your beds? Turned out to be a major element of it.
Oh, really? Different times of the year?
Right. You know, as a mission, you know, on the Bureau side, we already do not focus heavily on the summer season. And the Lodging Alliance came to the very same conclusion. You know, they're already in the high 90s in occupancy. We don't need to sell those times of year. We need to sell those shoulder seasons and the
off-season. Yeah, your ROI when you're running in the 90s, I would think, is
right
limited just because.
Because, you know, until you build a lot of new hotel rooms.
Right. So, but there was a – that was part of a discovery phase?
It was. That was an important outcome of it. And another important outcome was that the results have to clearly be spread throughout the county. You know, we're talking about the new tourism assessment – which went into effect just a week ago, and everybody in the county is collecting that, so everybody in the county has to benefit on an equal, you know, par share of it.
You got 19, and I would presume pretty strong geographic spread.
Right, exactly.
From the itty-bitties.
To the biggies.
To the big boys, the brands, to the independents. So you had that cross-section. I'm presuming
again. You are. From the cabins in Oreck to a property in Shelter Cove and everything in between.
So you've got that wide variety of opinions and geography and capacity. At that point, I would think it would really require some strong facilitation to say, okay, now does everybody get the same percentage? Is that the goal? Is everybody supposed to get the same raw number of beds? What does success look like, gentlemen and gentleladies?
Mm-hmm. Well, we decided, the group decided, with some, you know, some fairly direct leadership from the facilitator, who was a fellow who's very familiar with destination marketing, that the success would be an overall countywide measurement. And it's going to be something that's going to be measured in, you know, directly attributed room nights.
So if Shelter Cove and Oreck are full and the other guys don't see a bump, but the numbers still pencil out, that's okay.
It's okay. And I think everyone agrees, and they see that the role of this new organization and the Bureau and the partnership that it represents is to build traffic to the county overall, and then everyone can fight over their share of it.
Ah, external marketing and internal marketing. Gotta love it. KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tony, the Lodging Alliance, you know, the initial retreat, I think, is always something that's fun because then guys get to know each other if they don't know each other.
Sure.
And spend a little time and giggle and scratch and laugh and have fun and all that. So a first retreat is going to be a little different than what, let's say, the 10th, the 20th retreat. So now if you take the retreat that you have with the board of the CVB and compare the event to the board retreat for the new group, same goals, same structure, different definitions of success, how do they compare?
Well, it's been a couple, 3 years since the Bureau Board has had a retreat, but I did read the notes in preparation for this new retreat. And it was a different animal because everyone knew each other already, and it was very much focused on, you know, identifying the new opportunities, you know, because everyone there was very up on what the Bureau was doing and what our strategies were. So it was looking for how do we move beyond and sort of reach the next level. So the results and the recommendations that were all, you know, it's the same process. Some guy stands up there with a flip chart and writes everything down and then boils it into a document. We're a lot more focused on specific, you know, marketing activities and strategies, whereas this new retreat was very much on, you know, overall strategy. You know, where do we put our effort? How do we work with the Bureau? Things like that.
So I would imagine one of those would be, how do you define success?
Mm-hmm.
And that always gets really dicey. Somebody calls up and said, I heard you on the in market XYZ. Okay, pretty darn easy to track that one. But most people don't do that.
No, and since the marketing agency, whether it's the Bureau or whatever, is not the person who makes the final transaction and seals the deal by, you know, booking the hotel room.
You're not at the counter,
right? So, but you know, this was discussed extensively. What is success going to be? We're going to come up with a number of the number of hotel rooms that this new effort is going to sell in addition to what's already being sold. Over the 5 years of the district, it's going to be something on the order of 200,000 more hotel rooms that we're going to try and, you know, then we're going to, you know, baseline research is going to show the amount of traffic that goes to the website and the number of people who convert from that traffic and say that, you know, it was influential in them making the decision to come to Humboldt County or to, you know, change their plans and stay longer. And then, you know, subsequent studies could then say, you know, has that changed, you know, and if, you know, even if the traffic itself increases and the numbers are the same, then we still, you know, we have more result, more conversion of new business.
Using rounded math, you're saying you're going to define success as 125 room nights a night?
Is that what it is over 5 years? You're doing the math pretty quick?
Yeah. That's huge.
It's pretty ambitious.
Is that attainable?
We have the capacity. You know, in the shoulder and off season, there are enough.
You can't build demand. All you can do is shift demand.
We can build demand. That's, you know, branding and huge advertising.
But you can't get somebody to vacation who isn't going to vacation.
Here instead of there.
Right. And so you're shifting the market.
We have such, you know, opportunities in our major nearby markets of San Francisco Bay Area and Sacramento. You know, the awareness of our destination as a cool place to go.
So just poundage of people out there.
Just poundage of people.
Okay. That seems rather an aggressive position to take.
We have to be aggressive. You know, we sold this whole assessment on the premise that we can move the ball down the field, and we have to prove that now.
But isn't this one of those where the customer, it's a pass-through? The lodging establishments themselves aren't paying anything, are they?
Well, there's you know, overhead and stuff, but
for charging an extra couple bucks a night?
That wasn't the point.
I just would hate to see this be set up for an unattainable goal.
Well, you know, the goal hasn't been nailed down yet.
Okay.
But the idea that the lodging properties expect results out of it is not unreasonable.
Perfect. Yeah. No. I mean, that's got to be there.
Yeah.
It's got to be part of the equation.
And equally so, you know, they're the ones who are in the driver's seat. You know.
Now, I also know that one of the things the Bureau has not wanted to get involved with at all is events. Event coordination, event monitoring, hosting, anything to do with the event other than marketing of.
Funny you should say that.
Uh-oh. Well, we've only got 40 seconds before the break, so perhaps we ought to table that one to the side.
But let's begin by observing that destination events are a proven way to bring in people to spend,
no doubt about
be
it.
Overnight in our county.
No, in anywhere. No doubt about it. I would imagine that's why the State Fair was able to find a home in Sacramento initially.
Mm-hmm.
An event, you know, those types of things. So, that sounds like a fish of a different flavor. Wait. So, anyway, okay, there's an analogy there. It kind of works, and we'll talk about how this works when we come back. KINS News and Information Times, 3:30.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 3:36. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers, the executive director of the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tony, before the break, we were talking a little bit about definition of success and ROI and capacities and things of that nature when you're looking to spend a dollar, regardless of whose dollar it is. We talked a little bit about shoulder seasons and peak season and off season. So as you're trying to do this, how are you going to be able to execute the plan short of developing events in the middle of winter, developing events in early spring and late fall where there is no demand now for room nights, and then start to become an event coordinator rather than a destination marketing arm?
Well, yeah, it's, you know, it boils down to this: how do you define marketing? And a lot of people would say that product development has to be part of the process. And the Bureau never really has gotten into product development. But the Humboldt Lodging Alliance and all the hoteliers who were involved in it very much see events as a key strategy for building on those shoulder seasons, as you observed. So we're going to be looking at creating a position of, you know, probably part-time, but someone we're going to call an event coordinator. And not necessarily create events from scratch, you know, from the marketing point of view, but definitely to work with other folks and groups out there who already have great events going that could use a boost, that could be kicked up to the next level.
Okay, let's pick on Glenn.
Okay.
Since we've got the Jazz Festival and the Blues already established, both are in those areas called shoulder seasons. You come in and you make available assistance?
Yes.
You come in, you run it?
No, I don't think we're going to run
it. Bump it up a level, which is going to... I would think that the established events... I didn't pick on Rodeo Week just because they're in the high season, but Rodeo Week could be an example also. They've already got their groups. Autorama's already got their group. They may be feeling as if they're happy.
Well, some of them are. But some are going to say...
this would be an offering rather than coming in, Trucker's Parade?
Let's talk about Trucker's Parade. So they used to like bring a lot more, you know, tour partner? Buses and all this kind of stuff. So let's go back to that.
Okay.
Certainly, the whatever technical assistance is needed, because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, passionate people who love their area, whatever it is, but they're not, you know, professional event organizers. So maybe there's some technical assistance, but also, you know, pure marketing muscle. You know, if you need a mailing to go to a list of 500, you know, flower arrangers to invite them to the North Coast Flower Arranging Festival, let's talk about that. Let's do that. You know, that kind of thing.
So augmenting what already exists.
Yes.
And working in concert.
Right.
Rather than developing a new event entirely.
Well, you know, don't forget also that part of the new assessment and, you know, the marketing plan that's been put forward is that, 25% of the revenue funds are going to be available to local groups who might have great ideas for events. And so, you know,
for new events.
For new events, certainly. Okay. You know, if someone wants to hold a science fiction convention at Redwood Acres, you know, let's talk about it.
Okay, so there is a opportunity. How are you going to avoid, once the word gets out, the cavalcade?
Mm-hmm.
As I would think that, I would tend to think that a lot of those folks that are looking for that kind of thing, you either got the altruistic, hey, I love science fiction,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's see, instead of having the convention in Anaheim every year, let's even get it up here.
Sure.
And do one, or, you know, a baseball card would be, you know, for me. Okay, is that realistic? Maybe it is.
Well, there's...
Maybe it's not.
Right.
I mean, you know,
there's ways of finding out. There's a market
exactly.
out there. Yeah.
So you have something on that small scale versus something that's really a large scale event that requires more than a part-time coordinator. And then now if it's me as the baseball card guy, well, I'm not going to do it for free. I'm going to want a piece of the action. And then things kind of, I mean, how do you, are those parameters, have they been established yet?
Or we're working on them.
That's what you're working towards.
We're working
right
on
now.
Them. Okay. You know, obviously, any application, it doesn't have to be an event, it could be any, for anything that that assists in growing the tourism industry. A, it has to demonstrate directly that it's going to put heads in beds. It's going to bring in people from outside.
Not local.
Right. Who are going to stay overnight in our hotels. It has to do that. And B, it cannot be in peak season. You know, if you want to do something in July and August, forget about it. You know, good luck. but as to what you're saying just now, though, I think if you look at all the successful events in the county, they all started out small, as you said, and grew. And that all great events happen that way, I think. They don't just
leave them. It's interesting. For me, thinking of what the larger events are, the ones that seem to have the following – are almost all people driving, not flying. Autorama. For people coming out to our area from outside.
Reggae on the River.
Yeah.
Redwood Run.
And all of those things obviously cause the local law enforcement folks to be able to work together in concert.
Mm-hmm.
And for people to be able to get here on their own rather than trying to fly in. If it was, let's say, a National Convention of Writers, now everybody's going to be flying in rather than being able to drive from L.A., New York, wherever for this event. I would think that there would be an infrastructure consideration also. Is that part of, as an example, the stuff that you're going to be winnowing out and trying to really streamline and put things together for?
I actually think, yeah, that kind of thinking, you know, what's feasible. You know, what is the return on investment? And clearly, another, you know, goal that was clearly stated was that, you know, this is seed funding, this is seed support. Everything's going to have to be self-supporting after a few years.
3 years and you push away from the dock. Yeah. And you're on your own. Yeah. KINS, News and Information Times, 343. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 347. We're back to Talk Shop, final couple minutes with Tony Smithers. Tony, looking at some of the different options that are available, and I'm sure that there's a lot of bright ideas and minds greater than ours that are already starting to come up with different thoughts. Do you want them to hold on to it? Wait a couple of months? Is the website going to have, or will it be another website where people could go and maybe make an application and kind of flush their idea out a little
there,
bit?
There will be a procedure. One of the things that was discussed is that in each community, it's going to be the board members in that community who want to work with the local, you know, organizations and even individuals who have ideas. So if you're in a city of Eureka, you should talk to the Eureka board members.
The Eureka guys.
Right. Yeah. And it's not quite updated yet, but give me a week or two, and their website, which is humboldtlodging.com, we'll have all this on there. And then we'll, you know, over the next few months, we'll develop the procedure, and the forms and everything. And so,
while the dollars are being generated right now, when are you looking to start to implement some of these thoughts and ideas? Is that next calendar year, this winter? Is that too early, too aggressive?
We're probably, if we're talking about the, you know, sort of the community funds and the event cycle, that's probably going to be an annual cycle, and it may be calendar year. We have to sort of get a sense of how much money is going to be there. And then the rest of the funds go to marketing. We'll start spending those as soon as we collect them, as soon as the plans are approved. So
the event development, I guess, would be the category heading is 25% of the revenues generated.
The event and, well, any other program or project that results in overnight stays, yeah.
And so then 75% is direct, pure, lay it on me marketing?
Yeah, look for, advertising in the Bay Area and
stuff also coming to somewhere not near you.
Yeah, right. Outside marketing.
Oh, so that everybody was pretty excited about this?
Everyone's really excited about
that. At
the
end of the retreat, the feedback was
it's scary. Been a long process getting to where we are. You know, it took 3 years to get the district formed. People who were opposed to it are now champions of it. And so it's countywide. There's no one's left out. It's just, kumbaya time, so.
Oh, that explains why I didn't get the invite.
Don't need you stirring the pot.
Yeah. Moi. Well, that's cool. So we should start to sense a little something here in the next 4 to 6 months then.
Yeah, definitely.
New license plates. that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and big ideas. Some things are coming down the pipe already. We're about to launch a mobile website, which is really, really important. We're doing some radio advertising in the Bay Area, and summer season's looking very good so far.
Good. Keep doing well, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by. We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.